This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 14, 2024. In our headlines today, Peabody is looking at relocating election polling places from schools. And Lynn is looking to put the Riverworks commuter rail stop back into service. And our weather today looks nice. Some clouds and sun, temps near 50 degrees, a high tide occurring just after 3 o'clock this afternoon. North Shore news and sports coverage is made possible through the support of Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Newell in for Rick Moore. The city of Peabody is looking to see if there are alternatives to having election polling places in school buildings. Safety concerns have been raised by educators. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News that earlier this month in Peabody, five polling places used on Super Tuesdays were located in schools. The five schools are the high school, Higgins Middle School, and elementary schools Brown, Burke, and Welch. Educators also say the practice can be disruptive to students. There have been similar discussions held in Salem. The city of Lynn will receive a $500,000 grant to reimagine the Riverworks commuter rail station down by the General Electric. The Daily Item is reporting today that by moving the station, the city could reconnect certain neighborhoods with jobs, open space, and a bus priority corridor on the Lynnway. In a related story, Lynn State Senator Brendan Crichton has been pushing for the electrification of the MBTA commuter rail line.
With electrifying our Newburyport-Rockport line, you know, we get more frequent service, which as a result would, you know, lead to lower fares, more subway-type fares, and the ability to have different stations. So certainly Salem State would love to have a station on their campus. You know, we have... you know, the connection potential at Wonderland, so you could connect from the commuter rail to the, you know, more traditional Blue Line subway there, and then down at Everett would like a stop by the Encore Casino as well, in a lot of those businesses that are there. So you really have this line that is, you know, more meant for an older form of commuting habits. It's not recognizing the change that's occurred along this stretch in the potential it could have as, you know, more rapid transit. So we have a bill that would, you know, more aggressively push the Commonwealth to invest in electric vehicles or electric, you know, trains. And it's certainly a big part of it. I think this administration's already, like, I don't know that they need to be compelled to. We're, you know, certainly going to push for that legislation to be passed.
State Senator Brendan Crichton speaking with MSO News. A water main break in Manchester-by-the-Sea this week snarled traffic and interrupted school bus routes. The Gloucester Times reports that the break was near the streets of Washington, Sea, and Summer. Water customers experienced brown water and should run water until the water is clear. In restaurant news, a new eatery has opened in Danvers called Clean Eats. The Salem News reports that the franchise has 85 locations nationally. The owner, Cindy Vercolen, says that the restaurant features accessible and nutritious meals and is located at 156 Andover Street. The hours of operation are 11 to 7 weekdays and 11 to 3 on weekends. A Plum Island restaurant has new owners and a new name coming. The Daily News is reporting that the Beachcomber restaurant will now become the Riptide Cafe. The new owners are Brad DeLibero and his wife Kim Sue DeLibero. The new owners say they are excited to be taking over the restaurant, previously owned by Greg Pugh and Kathy Hallisey. We will take a very short break and come back with a sports update.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics were off last night. They'll host the Phoenix Suns tonight at the Garden. The Bruins were also off last night. They'll return to action tonight north of the border in Montreal to face the Canadiens. This is championship weekend for high school basketball and hockey. We have a post up on our website with all the games for basketball and hockey to be played this weekend. Now, the basketball games will be played at the Saugus Center. The state title hockey games are Sunday at the TD Garden in Boston. Our website will feature game reports on the three North Shore teams representing the North Shore at the Garden on Sunday. They are in D1 boys hockey, St. John's Prep, D3 boys hockey, Marblehead, and D1 girls hockey, St. Mary's of Lynn. That's our check of sports. North Shore Today Extra is next with the very latest baseball news from spring training and our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider. Here he is, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome again.
Thank you, Bill. Happy to be back once again to talk a little Red Sox baseball.
All right, and notes from around Major League Baseball. First up, Andy, what's the latest or most recent updates, if you will? I guess that's the same thing with the Red Sox.
Yes, spring training schedule continued yesterday in Tampa. Red Sox beat the Yankees 9-4. Nick Pivetta started the game, allowed 3 runs over 3 innings. Tristan Casas hit his first home run of the spring. This afternoon, the Sox head over to Clearwater to take on the Phillies. First pitch at 1:05. And if you want to catch all the action, you could put on AM 850. The Sox are currently in second place in the Grapefruit League standings. The record of 12-7. They got one tie. 3 games behind the first place Orioles.
Hey, that's pretty promising, Andy. Topping the Yankees and not a winning record at spring training. There's a lot to be optimistic about, isn't there?
Oh, it's time to just get so excited for the upcoming season. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I interrupted the flow there. Other Red Sox player notes, Andy? What do you have for us?
Big stories coming up here. We have Sox signing pitcher Brian Bayo to a 6-year, $55 million contract extension since we last spoke. There's also a club option for a 7th year. Worth $21 million, and pitcher Lucas Giolito, who was the Red Sox big free agent signing to join the starting rotation. He underwent right elbow surgery on Tuesday. He's going to miss the whole season. Hopes to be back in 2025. Giolito will most likely opt into his $19 million contract for next season. Also, we have outfielder Rob Rushneider. He's going to start the season on the injured list with a broken toe after being hit by a pitch on Tuesday.
Oh, no. All right. Hey, just a quick summary, Andy, on this Red Sox pitching, the moves they've made, even the late moves here, and the injuries and so on. Can you put that into some kind of context for us?
Well, obviously they have a lot of faith coming up in Brian Bayo to give him that contract extension. They look at him to be the lead starter going down the road. With Giolito gone for the season, that's going to put one of the bullpen pieces, most likely Tanner Houck, into the rotation to start the season. So I don't think the Red Sox are going to make any other moves before the season gets underway to add to that starting rotation. So kind of what you see is what you get. We'll get on into the season and see just what happens.
All right, speaking of getting on into the season, ticket sales and the games are coming right up.
Oh, yes. Tickets for opening day through July 31st are currently now on sale at RedSox.com. But now, get a hold of this, Bill. Tickets for August and September go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning, so get your credit card ready. You can either fly on down to the box office at Fenway or log into RedSox.com, and you can buy tickets all season long. And again, there's still tickets available for opening day, and we've said that the last few years, this late in spring training, that there are tickets for opening day. That's something, obviously, that was unheard of in years past. Sox opening up the season with a 10-game West Coast road trip. That's March 28th in Seattle against the Mariners. Opening day at Fenway, April 9th against the Orioles. And again, tickets are still available.
You have to mark my calendar, if you will, to March 28th for the start of the season. Yeah, that's just a bizarre ticket policy. I know we've talked about that in other podcasts here with you, Andy, about not starting ticket sales from July, starting the July 31st to the end of the season until, as it turns out now, it's kind of crazy. But that's just us, you know? But
yeah, things are different, that's for sure, Bill.
All right, what other Major League Baseball news do you have for us? This is not the Red Sox stuff, but this is the stuff that gets us up to date on what's going on, the big stories from around MLB.
Well, not too much since we last spoke, but Yankees number one starter Gerrit Cole, he's going to be out at least a month. He's dealing with elbow discomfort. Could be out possibly 2 months. He's going to see a specialist. Who knows? He could be out the whole season. We'll have to just wait and see. The 2024 season officially gets underway next Wednesday as the Dodgers and Padres start a 2-game series in Seoul, South Korea. And the Dodgers have announced that former Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts will be the team's shortstop to start the season. So Mookie Betts moving around the diamond has been an outfielder for the Dodgers, second base, now shortstop. Gee, too bad we can't get players like that.
Yeah, that's an unusual move because you don't usually see guys later on in their careers going over to shortstop. The second base thing, okay, I get that. He did that before, many years ago, right? But shortstop, good for whatever. And it's the Dodgers. Go figure.
Yeah, go figure. It just shows what a talent that Mookie is. I mean, I don't think Betts is going to be the shortstop all season long. I think they'll eventually bring someone in to solidify that spot and get Mookie back into the outfielder. But just shows what kind of team player he is. He's willing to give it a shot, slide on over there, and do what's best for the team.
Yeah, there you go. It'd be nice to have a player like that, Mookie Betts.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've had a few of them over the years that have kind of left the scene, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah, we've had a player kind of like Mookie Betts before. Yeah, we're doing a twist. Sorry, Bob Lobel. We stole that right from you. It's we're crediting you, though. All right. Andy, anything else to share with us here? Is we got the nice spring weather today, getting ready for spring training, so on. I mean, we are ready for spring training, getting ready for the regular season, I should say.
Yeah, today's the perfect day to go out for a walk, maybe put the radio on, listen to the Sox play the Phillies this afternoon, and get all warm and fuzzy for opening day just a couple weeks away. And yeah, I guess just hopefully the Red Sox don't come across any other major injuries before the start of the season, and they headed on to the West Coast and get things underway. So it's just a wait-and-see situation at this point because, like I said, the team is basically what you see, what you get, and let's see how they perform when the bell rings.
And, folks, it's the exact same way with our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. What you see is what you get every week here with us.
Well, it's the best I can do.
All right, Andy. We'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carboni with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.